Good morning, beloved. It is my pleasure to be able to spend this Wednesday morning with you. And we are in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. By means of a second parable, Jesus is teaching about being faithful to what is entrusted to one's care. Three servants are put in charge of their master's property, and two of them invest wisely. Again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. And so let's begin. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there was a man who was about to leave home on a trip. He called his servants and put them in charge of his property. He gave to each one according to his ability. To one he gave 5,000 gold coins. To another he gave 2,000, and to another he gave 1,000. Then he left on his trip. The servant who had received 5,000 coins went at once and invested the money and earned another 5,000. In the same way, the servant who had received 2,000 coins earned another 2,000. But the servant who had received 1,000 coins went off, dug a hole in the ground, and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The servant who had received 5,000 coins came in and handed over the other 5,000. "You gave me 5,000 coins, sir," he said. "Look, here are another 5,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come in here and share my happiness." Then the servant who had been given 2,000 coins came in and said, "You gave me 2,000 coins, sir, and look, here are another 2,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." Then the servant who had received 1,000 coins came in and said, "Sir, I know you are a hard man. You reap harvests where you did not plant. You gather crops where you did not scatter seed. And I was afraid, so I went off and I hid your money in the ground. Look, here is what belongs to you." "You bad and lazy servant," his master said. "You knew, did you, that I reap harvest where I did not plant and gather crops where I did not scatter seed? Well then, you should have deposited my money in the bank, and I would have received it all back with interest when I return. Now, take the money away from him and give it to the one who has 10,000 coins. For to every person who has something, even more will be given, and he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing, even the little that he has will be taken away from him. As for this useless servant, throw him outside in the darkness. There he will cry and gnash his teeth." Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." You know, it's interesting that we see three different men who, in the story that Jesus tells, the master is fully aware of their capabilities. And that's why he gave them different amounts of money to invest. And of course, the first two are faithful in taking what has been entrusted into their care and investing those things and earning a good return for their master. But the last one just squandered what had been put into his care. And of course, Jesus is teaching about us. What do we do with the things that he has put into our hands? Do we take the blessings that we have and turn around and invest them back into the kingdom and bless others? You know, we are blessed so that we can bless others. Or like this third unfortunate servant, to be lazy and not do anything at all with the things that God has blessed him with. Even that will be taken away from him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to be a faithful servant and steward of your boundless blessings. I seek to follow your teachings and be obedient to your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, another day has come to an end. Join us tomorrow when we will be studying Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, where Jesus concludes his eschatological discourse with a depiction of the final judgment. Until tomorrow, God bless.